This is A Little Day Music. I'm Kevin Sanders, and welcome in. You know, occasionally Friday afternoons, we like to take a moment to talk to some people who are active in the cultural arts community in the area, and this afternoon will be no exception. So, who do we have in the studio with us today?
My name is Richard Masters, and I'm an assistant professor of piano and collaborative piano at Virginia Tech in Blacksburg, Virginia.
Tell us about yourself. Where are you from? What's your background?
Sure. I'm from Rochester, New York, the home of the Eastman School of Music, and I grew up there and spent a lot of time playing in orchestras, and, you know, I studied the piano, but I also studied the viola and actually the euphonium, and people often tell me that I look more like a euphonium or tuba player than a pianist. So I grew up there, and I had a great time, you know, listening to music and experiencing everything I could in that wonderful musical environment. And then I did my undergraduate at the University of Colorado at Boulder, my master's at Juilliard in New York City, and then came back to Rochester to do my doctorate at Eastman. After I did my doctorate, I went to the University of Texas at Austin, where I was the principal opera coach for a number of years. And then I moved on to here at Virginia Tech, where I've been teaching piano and doing opera workshop and conducting musicals and basically doing whatever they need me to do.
Well, speaking of which, what is it that they need you to do? Tell us about what your day's like.
Sure. So obviously I spend time as a piano teacher. I teach both applied piano students, which means the kids who are studying piano for their major, and then I also work with class piano students. So all music students, for those of you who are not familiar with kind of the background of what music students have to do, everybody has to study piano. It's a requirement. In order to get a music degree at most music schools in the United States, you're expected to be able to play the piano to some level. And so everybody takes class piano, which is a class in which you have 16 kids in a room at keyboards, and they're all basically working through the different things that have to be worked through in order to pass the different exams. So, you know, doing scales and arpeggios and playing chord progressions and all that fun stuff that basically proves proficiency. So I spend a lot of time working with pianists, but then I also, because of my background as a vocal coach, I work with singers. In the past, I've done opera workshop. We did a production of Marriage of Figaro last year that was terrific. And then just the usual other things that might pop up. I've taught classes for theater students. I conduct the musical theater production every once in a while. Several years ago, I did the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. So again, it's a busy schedule, but it's really a lot of fun. The students here are wonderful.
Why don't you tell us what a guest artist series is and what you're doing with that over there?
Most music schools, an important part of the students' learning process is hearing great music performed by visiting artists. So in addition to what you might expect the faculty to do, you know, during the course of the year in a faculty series, you have to have guests who come in and perform pieces so that the students can experience music performed by people other than the professors that they see on a regular basis. And so the guest series here usually takes place on Mondays. We have a series called Music on Mondays, and that both includes the guest artists as well as the faculty artists. And so most Monday nights throughout the semester, we have a concert in our Squire's Recital Salon. And it's just a wide variety of people, and they represent all of the different musical areas that we have in our department. So that's basically what a guest artist series is.
Can you tell us more about your faculty series?
Sure. The faculty series is a chance for faculty artists to perform, and that's something that I think is really important for music students to experience, to be able to see their professors performing. Because, you know, part of what we do, we spend a lot of time teaching the students not only, you know, the music that they're playing, but also basically teaching them how to perform, how to get up in front of an audience, how to, you know, make it look comfortable and how to be comfortable in front of an audience. So it's important for them to not only, you know, it's not just do as I say, not as I do, but we are expected to do. So we get up there and we perform, and it's wonderful for us because many of us are, you know, we perform elsewhere. And when we perform a program at Virginia Tech, it's not only a chance to perform for students and community, but it's also a chance to, you know, practice that program to be able to play it in front of a friendly audience before we go out and play it elsewhere.
So you say audience, I'm going to assume that these series, both the guest artists and the faculty, these are open to the public. Can anybody show up?
Yes. Any of our concerts from guest artists to faculty artists to student artists to student ensembles. Basically, everything we do is open to the public, and we would like for as many people as possible to attend just to see what we offer at Virginia Tech, but also to experience great music.
Okay, you'd mentioned the guest artists and the faculty. Now, what are the student ensembles?
We have a number of ensembles that I think you'll find at many music schools. So, for example, we have a number of, I believe, three jazz ensembles. We have a wind ensemble. We have university choirs. There are three university choirs. There's a men's choir, a women's choir, and then chamber singers, which is the elite choir. And then, of course, we have the New River Valley Symphony, which is made up not only of students, but also of local musicians who are interested in performing. And so there are a number of ensembles, and students audition to participate in these ensembles. And then throughout the semester, they get many, many chances to perform.
With all of these ensembles and the music that's going on, what have you got coming up in the near future?
Sure. So October 23rd, we have Andy Harnsberger, who is actually a percussion player. And I thought it would be nice to quote one of your colleagues and from National Public Radio, who said, "Andy Harnsberger is a joy to watch and performance and a feast for the ears. The sensitivity and strength in his live playing was a treasure for the audience, simply phenomenal." So he's a percussion player who has performed as a soloist with many orchestras in the United States and also appears with the contemporary music ensemble Currents. So for many of your listeners, they may be used to seeing percussion basically as a function of an orchestra or a wind ensemble. They're basically background. But it's worth noting that these days, percussion players are playing as soloists more and more often, and it can be really exciting to see how modern composers use the entire percussion array. And so Harnsberger is actually playing an entire program of his original compositions, which highlight the possibilities of that array. So you get to see him playing all these different instruments, and you can really hear what these instruments are capable of in his hands.
Wow, that's interesting. I didn't realize that about percussion.
Yeah, there are many, many percussionists these days who are graduating from our top conservatories in the United States, and they're making a living as solo percussionists.
Can you tell us some more about upcoming events?
On March 12th, 2018, we have Barry Snyder, who's a piano professor at the Eastman School, or a recently retired piano professor. And he was the silver medalist in the second Van Cliburn competition in 1966. He only narrowly lost to the Romanian pianist Radu Lupu, who's very well known these days. And we don't know what's going to be on his program, but based on his programming habits, I can promise that it will be something interesting. There's always something for everyone. He tends to mix modern scores with some of, I guess, what you could call old chestnuts, the pieces that everybody likes hearing. So Chopin or Liszt, some Beethoven, and then something unexpected, like, for example, his student, he plays pieces by his student Carter Pan, who recently was up for the Pulitzer. He teaches at the University of Colorado at Boulder, and those pieces are very difficult and very interesting to listen to. On April 2nd, 2018, we have Jennifer Parker Harley, who's a flutist. She's a professor of flute at the University of South Carolina. She's playing a very unusual program based basically around flute and electronics. And that program will take place in the Cube. And the Cube is a performing space that we have here at the Moss Arts Center on campus in Blacksburg. And it has one of the most advanced sound systems in the United States, and I've been told in the entire world. And one of the pieces she's playing is Retrospective, which is by an Israeli composer named Shai Cohen. And that's for flute, piano, and tape. And the piano part will be performed by my colleague Tracy Cowden. Some of the other things that we have going, we have some faculty recitals. On January 22nd, Nicole Payalonga, who's our string faculty, one of our string faculty, she runs the Virginia Tech String Project, which services the musical education needs of the surrounding community and fills our mission as a land-grant institution. For those of you who are not Hokies, we have a motto, Ut Prosim, which means that we may serve. And this program, the Virginia Tech Strings Project, is a way that we serve the surrounding community. Children come from many miles around Blacksburg on Tuesdays and Thursdays to study strings. So they study their instruments and then they actually perform in chamber orchestras. And so Nicole is playing a recital that will feature two really important pieces, the Brahms Sonata in A major, but then also the Korngold, Much Ado About Nothing Suite. Eric Korngold, for those of you who aren't familiar, is most known in this country as a film composer. He wrote the scores for many, many terrific films of the 1930s and 40s. So, for example, King's Row, which starred Ronald Reagan, of all people. Also, Captain Blood, a number of Errol Flynn scores, Captain Blood, The Seahawk. So he wrote these very swashbuckling scores, and he was basically, he created the template for modern film composers like John Williams. And so this suite that she's playing is actually incidental music that was written for a production of the Shakespeare play Much Ado About Nothing that was done in Germany in the 1910s. And the suite is really something special. It's some really beautiful music. Wally Easter, our longtime horn faculty member, is performing on February 12th. And he's a former member of the President's Own U.S. Marine Corps Band, for those of you who are fans of that group. And he will be playing the Brahms Horn Trio and the Horn Trio by Eric E. Wazin. Eric E. Wazin is a modern American composer who's on faculty at the Juilliard School in New York City, and he's known for his brass music, and it's actually a really terrific piece. On April 16th, I will be playing a solo recital, and because it's the 100th anniversary of the death of the French composer Claude Debussy, I'll be playing book one of his preludes, and I'm still figuring out the rest of the program, but it should be fun. We have every year a concert that's called Exposition, and the idea is that this is a fundraiser for music student scholarships, and so all the different ensembles from the choirs to the laptop orchestra get together and perform, and the theme this year is Cinescapes, so music from the films. And that's taking place on March 25th. And again, this helps us raise money for scholarships, which allows us to attract high-caliber students.
I didn't realize that the programs there are so comprehensive. I mean, there's seems to be a lot going on over there.
It's easy to forget that we have a terrific music program because we're known as an engineering school. And so around the state, people think of Virginia Tech as being this school that's really terrific for engineering or for computer science. And you can forgive them for thinking of that because of the name. You know, it's Virginia Tech. But we have a really strong faculty. I mean, our backgrounds are from the greatest music schools in the country, Eastman, Juilliard, University of Michigan, University of North Texas. You know, we come from all over, and the kids that study here are really terrific, and they've gone on to grad school. So we're an undergraduate-only program, and our students have gone to Eastman, University of Indiana, Bloomington, New England Conservatory, you know, you name it, our students have gone on there. And I just wanted to say that, you know, these concerts, the concert series reflect, I guess, the breadth of the faculty. And I haven't even, you know, mentioned probably half of the concerts that we're doing this year. But it's a really terrific program, and it's very much based on, you know, individual study and one-on-one contact with our students. And we're very happy to be always improving and always getting more and more and better students.
Dr. Richard Masters, a piano professor at Virginia Tech, thank you for taking the time to talk with us today.